This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are pleased to welcome Dr. Elliot Hirsch to the program, a board-certified plastic surgeon who practices the full spectrum of plastic and reconstructive surgeries, specializing in both cosmetic and reconstructive breast surgery, including breast reconstruction, breast reduction, and breast implant removal and revision. Dr. Hirsch, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. Now, the FDA has discovered a rare form of cancer that is linked to textured silicone breast implants. Can you explain to our listeners more about this discovery?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I'd like to get out there is that this is very rare, and this is not something that the general public should panic about. You're talking about 400 cases in total have ever been reported, and there have been millions and millions of women who have breast implants. So your chance of getting this is around the same as getting, for example, a blood disease from a blood transfusion. So it's very rare.
Now, rare cancer of the immune system that has devastating effects on women, many of whom had reconstructive surgery after breast cancer. What are their options here?
The disease itself, now we don't know for sure if it is truly caused by the implants or just seems to be associated with the implants. But what happens is that some women who have these textured breast implants, so those are breast implants who have a rougher surface, not a smooth surface, for whatever reason, possibly due to an immune response, possibly due to the presence of certain bacteria, they will develop, in very rare circumstances, this type of cancer, which is localized to the pocket around the breast implant. So every time you put a breast implant into somebody's body, the body forms a pocket around it, which we call the capsule. And sometimes, in very rare circumstances, this capsule can develop this type of cancer. And so the treatment when they develop this is to remove the capsule and the implant, and most patients tend to do very well. The only issue comes when this is a cosmetic patient and you take the implant and the capsule out, the breast looks very deflated and there's not any volume in there. And so you have to reshape the breast to try to put it back together so it looks good.
And thanks for clarifying that. Now, can you explain also to our listeners what the traditional standard method for a reconstruction surgery is, and what are the negative side effects of this method?
After the breast implant and the capsule comes out, usually the patients have two options. They could either, well, I guess three options. They could do nothing and just accept the breasts the way they are, which tends to look very deflated and kind of saggy, and most patients don't want to do that. They could put a new implant back in, which is totally fine. But again, once the implants come out, the patients don't necessarily want to put new implants back in. Often they're a little traumatized about the whole implant experience. So the other way to do this is to do some kind of lift and reshape the breast tissue. And traditionally, this has been done with using something called a WISE pattern or an inferior pedicle, which means that the breast tissue is mainly located at the bottom part of the breast and the nipple shifts up. Now, the only problem with this is that most of these women have had more than one breast surgery. And so you can get into a situation where there's a lot of scar tissue and the breast tissue is not good. So I have developed a way to try to improve the blood flow to the breast and help conserve the maximum amount of tissue remaining so that the breast looks the best and it's the safest procedure.
Today on the program is Dr. Elliot Hirsch, a board-certified plastic surgeon who practices the full spectrum of plastic and reconstructive surgery with his primary office in Sherman Oaks, California, and treats patients from not only Los Angeles, but from all over the state and beyond here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Hirsch, you are one of the only surgeons in Los Angeles that is currently offering a new cutting-edge method to patients. Can you explain what it is and walk us through the steps?
Sure. When the breast implants come out, what often happens, like I said, is that the breast tends to be very deflated and saggy. And so in order to reshape the breasts, we tend to do a lift. And so lift. There was recently an episode of Botched. I don't know if anybody caught that on TV. And they had some issue with the nipple blood flow after the surgery. And so I think one way that we can improve on nipple blood flow is to maintain the amount of tissue and try to improve that during the lift part of the procedure. And so instead of just leaving it attached in one place, I leave the breast tissue attached in two places and reshape the breast over those tissue, which helps improve the blood supply to the nipple and helps keep everything alive and helps the breast stay full and perky.
And taking that a little further, what are the benefits of this new method and why is this method better for the patients?
I think that the main benefit is that it helps improve the blood flow, which makes it safer. So that way there's less chance of having a problem with the nipple in terms of the nipple being the nipple blood flow and being well perfused and just staying healthy for the healing purposes. I think that's the main benefit to doing it. The other major benefit is that it maximizes the amount of breast tissue that is remaining, which helps the patient keep the breast as full and youthful looking as possible.
Now, I understand you not only treat folks from all over California, but all over the country at your practice in Los Angeles. Can you tell us about the other services that you offer as well?
Sure. We do the full spectrum of plastic and reconstructive surgery, including breast reconstruction, breast reduction, breast lift, and then after cancer, we do reconstructions, as well as abdominal procedures such as a tummy tuck or liposuction, and then many things on the face, including breathing improvement surgery, septoplasty, rhinoplasty, facelifts, the full spectrum of plastic surgery.
It's been good to have had you, and I thank you for what you do in the space, and thanks for spending a moment with us. Where can listeners find more information on your practice and get all the details?
Thanks. We have our website is www.hirschplasticsurgery.com. That's H-I-R-S-C-H plasticsurgery.com. We also have Instagram. Our handle is Hirsch Plastic Surgery, and a Facebook page with the same Hirsch Plastic Surgery.
Certainly makes it easy. Again, Dr. Hirsch, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. You too.
We've been speaking with Dr. Elliot Hirsch, a board-certified plastic surgeon who practices the full spectrum of plastic and reconstructive surgery with his primary office in Sherman Oaks and treats patients from not only Los Angeles but from all over California and beyond. And for all the details and for contact, visit HirschPlasticSurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.